Europe Day is marked on May 9th every year to celebrate peace and unity in Europe. Lothar Yashke, deputy head of the delegation of the European Union in Juba, says the South Sudanese have suffered and the time has come for change through cultural diversity. A key step, he says, will be the high-level mediation for South Sudan being launched Thursday in Nairobi. The talks bring the groups that have signed the revitalized peace agreement for the resolution of conflict in South Sudan with the groups that haven't signed it.
Nobody is interested to go back to violence, to war, and to use the violence again. I think there are other better solutions to get legitimacy, to move to democracy, trying to bring together. Now you have It will be on Friday, the Nairobi process will start on the 10th of May. There will be a launch trying to bring on board also the non-signatories who have not yet signed up to the peace agreement. It's a very laudable process which we do full-heartedly support. And this is the time, the time for fighting, for struggle is over.
This year, to mark Europe Day, the EU is working with the Juba Film Festival to screen movies about gender-based violence, issues in communities, and the danger of war. Joyce John Thomas, managing director of the film festival, says the support from EU allow filmmakers in South Sudan to showcase their work.
This collaboration of EU films, we are glad to be part of it because we also want our filmmakers to come and, you know, see their films, the production, the stories from different Europe country, and they learn some technical experience, because this is what really in South Sudan we need to improve on that. That's why, you know, we are running for the workshop every year to make sure we have at least basic, you know, basic ideas about a film in terms of technical.
George Moga, an information and technology specialist, says he enjoyed the South Sudanese and the European films during the cinema week.
It was a good experience, you know, though we lack the facilitation and some of the facilities that we need to make it a very, you know, very vivid industry. We're still growing, we're still moving on. So I like the experience, the stories that our filmmakers were telling. They are so real. So we'll look forward to, you know, joining hands together and making this industry grow and become even bigger in the future.
The European Union says it supports the implementation of the 2018 peace agreement by funding institutions for legal reforms and public financial management, among others. Its 208 million euros multi-annual inductive program for South Sudan aims to help build a green and resilient economy, to support human development, education and health, and to encourage good governance, peace, and rule of law. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.